time in development, and tissues can respond to stress even when the circulation can't.
That was UBC PhD candidate Jordan Hamden explaining an exciting new area of research revolving around the stress hyperresponsive period, or SHRP. Although it is currently being studied in many rodents, Jordan explains that the SHRP in humans is a period in our development between the ages of 6 months to 6 years when our body's response to stress was minimal.
What's so special about this time is circulating glucocorticoids are really, really low. They're actually 100-fold lower in circulation during this window.
Glucocorticoids are steroids that, as Jordan explains, are all about distributing energy.
What I'm interested in, glucocorticoids, corticosterone is the main focus, modulates T-cell and B-cell development.
Essentially, he says that these hormones influence the immune system's development. He then goes on to explain that what's so important during this time is that these animals, or rodents in this case, are not responding to stress normally.
Responsive period, we can give them really strong stressors that would promote a full-blown stress response in an adult.
But this response would not be seen in newborns. Jordan and his lab focus mainly on glucocorticoids and their local regeneration within tissues.
Is that tissues themselves produce steroids as well. Aside from what the circulation is doing, what are the tissues doing?
By using the SHRP, Jordan is provided with a unique opportunity to observe what the tissues are doing.
It's hard to study local regulation of glucocorticoids in tissues in adulthood because circulating levels are so high that it makes it hard to see what's going on inside the tissue. But at a time when they're so low, it gives me a really nice opportunity to see exactly what these tissues are doing.
For a long time, the theory behind why animals undergo SHRP was based on protecting the brain during development.
Brains are, especially rodent brains, are not very developed at birth. And high levels of glucocorticoids can be harmful to tissues, they're apoptotic. So the idea is that we keep them very low so these tissues can do their developing.
But as Jordan points out, what about the tissues that need these glucocorticoids? This is where we start to see a lot of different research emerge. Here, Jordan discusses the topic regarding the SHRP being protective of the brain.
We have no idea if that's true. Nobody's ever looked at it. It's just the idea. So we are moving into now looking at discrete brain regions, especially during the stress hyperresponsive period, to see what the brain's doing in response to stress or at basal.
Jordan also commented about what the new data he collected informed them.
These tissues, especially during the stress hyperresponsive period, are actively making glucocorticoids. What if tissues can respond to stress even when the circulation can't?
Many researchers are now making use of this part of development to better understand many of the body's areas and how they develop.
Additionally, since I'm focused on immune system development, that's when the immune system's developing. That's when the majority of your B and T cells go through selection and really sets you up forever. So it looks to be a really important time during development.
Jordan and many other researchers are working hard to understand this area of development that was overlooked for a long time. So in summary, the SHRP is a time in our development between 6 months to 6 years, when responses to stress are very low. Jordan uses this period in rodents to see what the tissues are doing, since studying local glucocorticoid regeneration in adult tissues is difficult, with circulation levels being very high. Jordan wants to take advantage of this by observing how such tissues develop during this time, which can reveal important clinical opportunities, such as treatment of certain illnesses and diseases with tissue-specific drugs. Hopefully, with a better understanding of how our body regulates hormones as it develops, and even beyond, we can better understand how to work with them when things go wrong. Thank you for listening.